soundtrack.
Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. This is a podcast for the mujerpreneur where we get raw and real about going from surviving to thriving in our life and our negocios. Bienvenidas. Yo soy Marti Ángel, Latina Biz Coach, also known as the Empowering Latina Coach. Y yo soy su anfitriona para este show. I am your host for this show. Let me just remind you, though, that there are no coincidences in this world. There's no other reason other than you are meant to hear the message today. That's why you are here today. So I invite you to sit back, open your mind, open your heart to allow yourself to be empowered, motivated, and moved into action as you listen today. Quiero recordarles que no hay coincidencias en este mundo. Este mensaje que vas a escuchar hoy es porque lo debes de escuchar. Este es mensaje para ti. Again, I am Marti Ángel, and I just want to remind you que a veces hablamos español, sometimes we speak Spanglish, and sometimes we speak English. But as a Latina biz coach, it is my passion to work with the underserved, underprivileged, and underrepresented. But it is my purpose, mujeres, to help you, the Latina, bilingual and BIPOC mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who you serve so you can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and to begin to rock your six figures so that you can live your best life. I would love to be your coach, but today we have a message for you. Este podcast es para la mujer emprendedora donde nos ponemos reales acerca de lo que hemos pasado, sobrevivido y prosperado para salir adelante en nuestra vida y en nuestros negocios. Hoy este mensaje es para ti. So let's get to it. Hoy vamos a escuchar este mensaje. Vamos, de una vez. Hey, welcome to today's episode. I'm so excited. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. This is Marti Ángel speaking today to you. And I want to talk today about balancing the power of freebies. You know, one of the things that's really important is that we hear so often the fact that from the gurus that we always have to have a lead magnet. We always have to have this, you know, all this freebie and all this other stuff. Well, today we're going to talk about how do you balance the power of these freebies. So it's really important for us to understand that. Como latinas, como emprendedoras, tenemos la potencia de tener un gran impacto en el mundo empresarial. Pero una de las cosas que es muy importante es que a veces cuando damos los freebies, los regalos gratis, en realidad pueden matar a nuestro seguimiento. Así es que hoy vamos a platicar de eso. Balancing the power of freebies. Vamos a balancear el poder de y equilibrar el poder de los regalos gratis que nos dicen todo mundo que tenemos que tener como emprendedoras. ¿Qué vas a dar gratis? ¿Qué vas a dar gratis? ¿Verdad? So today we're going to talk a lot about that. It's so important that we understand as Latina entrepreneurs, as bilingual entrepreneurs, as women entrepreneurs, as BIPOC women entrepreneurs, as mujerpreneurs, as I call all of those, are all listed under mujerpreneurs. Mujer meaning woman. And we are all told by the gurus that we must have freebies. And here's one of the things I want to share with you. You have the potential to make a big impact in the business world. Whether you're starting a new venture or growing an established one, it's important that you understand the power of freebies. And freebies can be a great way to get people interested in your content. But let me tell you, it can be a double-edged sword. It is so important to understand that what happens is you can give away too many freebies. And there's a lot of freebie takers out there that will never buy from you as long as you continue to give them freebies. That's why they say, you know, don't give away the baby with the bathwater, right? So how do you balance the power of freebies? I wish I knew this, because when I first started being an educator, we almost give everything other than the answers. So for me, you know, making a whole bunch of freebies, I have so many lead magnets over the years that I've acquired and created that what happens is, and even my coaching, what happens is that people take advantage of my coaching for free because I'm a nice person. And my coach finally said, you've got to stop doing that. It doesn't matter. You cannot be giving your time for free. So now balancing the power of your time is also very similar to balancing the power of your freebies. So it's important for us to understand that when people get freebies, too many freebies, or freebies that give away the baby with the bathwater, they're not motivated to invest in your content anymore. They just kind of keep coming back, especially if you're giving away so much. And I'm going to take this opportunity to really share with you, I'm a multiple streams of income junkie. I want to say junkie because I'm always looking for another stream of income. I'm always looking to create another stream of income. And the story goes back, here we go, back, because in 2005, I lost my six-figure income job all at once. It was then that I realized that it's never good to just be a job person. And then after speaking with my husband, who's a CPA, he always told me, you always need multiple streams of income, because then this would never have happened, right? Because other streams of income. Now, mind you, I did have, you know, another stream of income. I've always been a fitness instructor. So I had that income, which I never really grew, because you can only do so much physically. You can only teach so many classes in a day. And I guarantee you that unless you're, you know, an influencer of some sort, you cannot make good money, you know, using your body every day, unless, of course, you know, there are exceptions. And I saw some of you have got your mind in the gutter. But here's the deal. Having all your eggs in one basket, and mujeres entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, we know this so well. Having all our eggs in one basket is not good enough. And now in this day and age, if you're not an affiliate marketer, if you're not a network marketer, if you don't have an extra stream of income, and something happens to your job, or let's say something happens to your significant other that has the big job, and you don't have your own income, and maybe they don't have great life insurance, goodness gracious me, I don't even want to think of what can happen. So ever since 2005, when that happened to me, I have been very passionate about sharing and working with Latina entrepreneurs and helping them create six-figure incomes through their business, even though they're working a 9-to-5 job, or in spite of, or what, you know, what my point is that you need to make sure that you always have multiple streams of income. Now, let's go back to balancing the power of freebies. It's important as an entrepreneur, as a mujerpreneur, that you think carefully about what you give away for free and what you offer for sale. So you want to find that right balance. There is what they call that perfect balance, if you will, between providing value to your audience. Now, say your audience, and right there, you need to know exactly who you're serving. It's so amazing how many of my coachees really resist having to really hone down and decide who they're serving. But how do you know what to give those people if you don't know really who you're serving? So you have to find that right balance. How are you going to provide, you know, what are you going to do? You're just going to keep on, you know, sharing your products and hope that somebody will find them, or sharing your services and hope that somebody will find you. So you need to continue to add value, and you need to maintain the value of your content. So in order for that to happen, I have devised a few tips, not a whole lot, but, you know, at least these are the first four starting points. So here are a few tips to help you achieve this balance. And so the first one is to offer limited time freebies. A limited time freebie is when you offer a free trial or a limited time offer to give people a taste of your content. This way, they will have a reason to invest in your content once the free offer expires. And that's amazing. I want to share with you when I first learned this. I first learned this when I signed up for a in-person event, and I paid, back in the day, I paid $100 to attend this one-day event. And it was so amazing because that's when I learned to do this, is that they said, okay, if you come, if you actually show up, you pay for this and you actually show up, 50% of your ticket that you just bought will be returned to you. And if you stay for the whole day, 80% of your ticket will be returned to you. And I was like, oh, wow, that is so amazing. So take that as a tip. Offer limited time freebies. It's really important that you really think about offering limited time freebies. En español, les voy a compartir cuatro métodos o cuatro modos de ofrecer estos freebies. Y la primera es ofrecer regalos gratis por un tiempo limitado. Ofrece una prueba gratuita o una oferta por tiempo limitado para que la gente pruebe tu contenido. De esta manera, tendrán una razón para invertir en tu contenido una vez que expira la oferta gratuita, ¿verdad? Entonces, ya saben que nada más es por un tiempo limitado, o pueden hacer lo que me pasó a mí, una historia. Yo compré hace muchos años, yo compré un boleto para un evento de un día. Y cuando lo compré, pagué $100. Pero lo que pasó fue que las personas que tenían el evento mandaron un email que decía, si llegas, si te presentas al evento, con el solo hecho de presentarte, te regresamos 50% de tu inversión. Y si te quedas todo el día, te regresamos el 80%. ¿Te imaginas? Eso, si no lo han pensado antes, aquí se los estoy dando. Es sumamente importante que seamos muy creativas en lo que estamos haciendo. We need to be so creative in what we're doing that it's important for us to be able to continue to offer our services, but at the same time be able to offer some value. Now let's go to number two. Number two is to give away a portion of your content for free. For example, if you have an ebook that you've written, give away the first chapter Or give away, even better than the first chapter, give away the third chapter. Why the third chapter? Because in that way, you give away the inside, the middle of it, and they need to know how it started. How did this story start and how does it end? So by giving away a portion of your content for free, it allows people to get a sense of your content and motivate them to invest in the full version. That's going to be really important. So that's important for you to really think about that. La segunda versión es, da una porción de tu contenido gratis. En lugar de dar todo el contenido gratis, ofrece una porción. Por ejemplo, si has creado un libro, un ebook, da nada más un capítulo. Esto permitirá que la gente tenga una idea de tu contenido y estén motivados o motivadas a invertir en la versión completa. So it's really important, very important for you to continue to be that entrepreneur giving value, but balancing the power of freebies is really important, critically important. Let's go over the third way. The third way is to highlight the benefits of investing in your content. So make sure to emphasize the benefits of investing in your content. Explain how it's going to help your niche achieve their goals and improve their lives. Now we go back to, you've got to have clarity and focus on who you serve in order for you to be able to talk to those people, right? For example, you just can't be talking to everybody. If you're a fitness instructor and you're talking to the wrong people who don't care about exercising, then they're never going to invest in your courses or your classes or your coaching or whatever it is, or your supplements or whatever it is. They don't care. So you have to be, and I use that word have to very freely. So, and very carefully, if your goal is to make money and grow a business, then that's when the have to comes in. Not, you know, we can fight all day long about the words, right? About the content of the words. But you must, if that's what it is, you must give away content. But at the same time, you've got to highlight, why is it important, or why would it be important, or why would it be beneficial for that your person to invest in your content. So good. So good for you to be able to know exactly who you serve. And that's going to be really, really important. Ahora, la tercera manera es de empezar a destacar los beneficios de invertir en tu contenido. Cuando estés dando contenido, asegúrate de hacer una fiesta, si quieres decir, por decir una fiesta, ¿verdad? Encontrando los beneficios, ayuda a tu persona, ayuda a tu nicho. Saber por qué tienen que invertir en tu contenido. Explica cómo puedes tú ayudar a tu gente lograr las metas que ellos tienen y mejorar sus vidas. Porque si no, entonces no entienden por qué tienen que invertir, ¿verdad? It's important for us to be able to share with them and highlight the beauty about investing in your, you know, in your course, in your coaching, in your products, in your whatever it is. And number four, mind you, these are not the only ways. These are not the only ways to balance the power of freebies. But in speaking with you, it's important that I at least give you four ways, right? So the fourth way is to create a loyalty program. Reward your followers who invest in your content. Offer them exclusive content, exclusive discounts, or other perks to keep them engaged and motivated to continue supporting you and to continue being your customers. It's important for you to create that loyalty program, whether that's a membership or whether that, you know, whatever that looks like for you, you are the creator. And so you need to create something that's going to benefit them. It's always about them. It's always about your customers, right? It's like actresses and actors, right? They act and they create movies that will make us laugh. They will entertain. So how does it benefit us? Because it will entertain us. So you've got to figure out truly and be very clear and get that clarity and focus on who you serve. And I sound like a broken record, but this is what I do. I help you figure it out so that you can really hit that target, right? Número cuatro, crea un programa de lealtad. Recompensa a tus seguidores con algo. Vamos a suponer que invierten en tu contenido, ¿verdad? Ofrece un contenido exclusivo, algo diferente que les das a ellos, que no les das a los que no compran nada, ¿verdad? Descuentos o otro incentivo para mantenerlos comprometidos y motivados a continuar apoyándote y comprando de ti. Estás creando un consumidor por vida. So you want to make sure that you're realizing that what you want to do, you want to start from the beginning. Customer service starts from the very beginning so that you can begin to really cultivate that loyalty program and balance the power of your freebies. So just because it's a freebie doesn't mean that you don't have to think about it. On the contrary, remember that a freebie is the beginning of your funnel. And once they've got that freebie, then where are they going to go? What are you going to share with them after that freebie? And, you know, we all have bought something from whatever, whether it's makeup or whatever, skincare. We've all bought something. And then in the middle of your purchase, you get another pop-up that says, most people also buy this or that. There are suggestions and you get a choice. Some people will opt to buy the extra, which is called an upsell. And some people won't. But you want to make sure that you have a very clear funnel. What is that, or that, you know, very clear map, right? That GPS that's going to take them from where they start to where they finish. And you need to be very clear. And why is it important to be very clear with who you serve is because if you're serving, let's say, a 45-year-old and then you're serving a 55-year-old, I promise you that what their needs are completely different. A decade, I mean, think about it. 10 years ago today, would you be buying what you are buying today? Would you be focused on what you're focused on today? Probably not. So a decade is really big. That's a large amount of time that creates a large amount of differences in our needs, wants, and desires. So as you're there trying to balance the power of the freebies, you really need to think about it. That's why I tell my coachees, what you want to do is you want to go like serve people from 45 to 55, no more than a decade. Why? Because they're different. And preferably, if you really want to talk about niching down, no more than 5 year span, because a 5 year span, a 45 year old will still probably buy what a 50 year old does. But I guarantee you at 45, what you're getting at 45 is going to be extremely different than what you need and what you're buying at 55. So that 10, that decade span is really a big and drastic change in what we need, what we desire, and, you know, and perhaps whatever our life is like. So it's really important for you guys to understand that. And for me, as a Latina entrepreneur, I realize that I have the power to create a successful business and make a positive impact on my audience. But I know exactly who I serve. I'm serving you, the Latina, the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur. And what do I help you do? Because you need more focus, you need more clarity so that you can begin to up level from brick and mortar to click and order. So helping you to take your business online successfully so you can rock those six figures. So ask yourself, do you have the power to create a successful business? I say yes. And do you have the power to make a positive impact on your audience? Yes, as long as you know who you're serving. Claro que sí, as we say in Spanish. Claro que sí. Necesitas saber y estar bien enfocada en quién es tu nicho. Really important. So while freebies, my friends, as we're talking about this balancing the power of freebies, while freebies can be very powerful and open the, you know, the beginning of your funnel so that you can bring people in to your product, your service, your store, while freebies can be a great way to get people interested in your content, it's important. It's critically important to really begin to think carefully about what it is you're going to give away for free and what you offer for sale. How do those two connect? And how are you going to get your customer from the freebie to the sale? That is that critical piece. That's that link, if you will, from the freebie to the sale. But by finding the right balance, you can build a following that is engaged and invested in your business, helping you to achieve your entrepreneurial goals. So mujeres, chulas, lindas, as I say all the time, because you guys are definitely hermosas. You can be strategic and thoughtful about your free content that you offer, and you can have a focus on who you serve so that you can create this funnel that's going to help you grow your following in a very meaningful way. So think about that. Think about that. Como emprendedora, Latina, mujerpreneur, tienes el poder de crear un negocio exitoso y tener un impacto positivo con tu audiencia, ¿verdad? Pero tienes que en realidad enfocarte a quién sirves, cuáles son tus metas. Tienes que hacer la conexión entre lo que estás regalando, tu freebie, a lo que quieres que compren. Esa conexión es sumamente importante y esa conexión no la vas a encontrar si no estás bien enfocada y clara a quién es tu nicho. Así es que piénsenlo bien y acuérdense, ¿cuál es la meta de tu funnel? ¿Verdad? Del embudo, como decimos en español, el embudo, el funnel. So, my friends, I hope you found value in this chat that we had today. And if you have any questions, please make sure to find me and drop me a DM. You can find me anywhere on social media. You can find me as well on YouTube, the Coach Marty Angel YouTube site. You can find me everywhere at Marty Angel with an I. That's Marty with an I. Angel underscore ELC for Empowering Latina Coach. As always, I am incredibly grateful for each and every one of you. And as your, I would be so excited to be your coach. But if you are a mujerpreneur, let me share with you that I have an open invitation. Please reach out to me if you're interested in becoming one of my guests on the podcast. I would love to chat with you about that. Or maybe you know somebody that would love to be on my podcast. Now, right now, it's free to come onto my podcast. And with all my followers and things, believe it or not, it is very lucrative. It's a new way of marketing. So if you're interested in getting some freebie marketing, then I invite you to be a guest in my podcast. Right now, you know, there are podcasts where you have to pay to be on them. Right now, you don't have to pay me anything. I am at the point where I am growing my following, and it's a perfect time for you to be able to help yourself and your business by coming on as a guest on my podcast. Si están interesadas en venir a platicar conmigo a mi podcast, ser una invitada, por favor no dejen de dejarme un mensaje y me pueden preguntar, hey, ¿cómo le hago? Quiero estar en tu podcast. So if that's something that you know that you want to do, or you know somebody that would really benefit from this, please share this episode with them. And please share the podcast. And as always, I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you, and I wish you the best. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.